With over 200 flavor notes to discover, Woodford Reserve is more than just a spirit. It's a spectacle for the senses. Toast to 150 years of the Kentucky Derby with the best bet in bourbon. Raise a glass of Woodford Reserve on this monumental celebration.
Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
We're talking NFL draft here a little bit this last hour. Got a question on Caleb, a thought. A prediction like Eddie that he's going to stink because no USC quarterback's ever been to a Super Bowl.
That's what he said.
Priceless. Let us know. 312-332-3776. Really good reporting in the Sun Times today. Did you read the lengthy article, Yurko, about that property that the White Sox are trying to develop, the 78, they call it?
I perused it quickly. I hear that.
Boy, it's only in Chicago.
Yeah, the part of the ownership group may have been involved in some assassination back in 59.
Or an attempt
in
Iraq. It's an Iraqi billionaire who owns this, who was once barred from entering the United States and has been trying to develop 62 acres he owns along the river in the South Loop. I mean, this story is very detailed and at length. So much so that we can't read it here. I would encourage you to read it.
No, throw a log on the fire. Let's
This I'm going to just tell you, this is so Chicago. This is so Illinois. This story references, are you ready?
Yes.
Blago. Mm-hmm. Ed Burke.
Yeah.
Old Uncle Tony. What was it? Rezco, right, Adam?
Anthony Rezco.
Yeah. Tony Rezco.
Yeah, right, Adam?
Right, Adam?
Adam. Karma, I don't think that's out there, but yeah, sure. Keep it moving. Right, Adam? What do you know about Uncle Tony?
Let's move the drill, guys.
Move the drill.
Jeez, Karma.
Rezco.
Keep it moving, all right?
Let's move the cheese.
Rezco, Blago, Burke.
Catch it, Tori.
I mean, it is incredible. And I swear only in this state. Well, that's not true. Politics is dirty everywhere. Barack Obama.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it goes on and on and on over this little weird piece of land that I still, you know, for as goofy as the South lot seems to be for the Bears and like the logistical nightmare that is that piece of land.
Right. Yeah.
Go take a look at the 78. And we'll try to set the scene here.
Roosevelt Road running to the north.
Correct.
Right? You got Clark running to the east.
The east. Let me just tell
everybody,
too.
You got a river running to the west.
Oh, yes, you do. And to the west of that, you have a rail yard. You have the Metro Rail.
Yeah.
That goes into the Burlington Northern lines go into Union Station.
Yes.
You have Amtrak and BNSF rail lines, commuter lines that go in there. If anybody that has ever been on Roosevelt Road on a weekend or during rush hour. Chris used to live in the South Loop. Chris Black, he'll tell you.
Sure.
Roosevelt Road is a frigging nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
It's a disaster.
It's a nightmare.
There's like 10 lights between State Street and the highway.
And the Dan Ryan.
Yeah. And so you're stopped at every part of the commute along the way.
I mean, not that I ever, like Chris lived it, but in 15 years in living in the city and going to the South Side a lot for games, you know, whether it's as a reporter or as a White Sox fan over the years, like few little strips of land in this city, like there were few that I feared more than ever having to be on Roosevelt Road, especially on a weekend, Yurk.
Yeah.
Or anytime during rush hour. The other little section would have been in the old days. They fixed it now because it was so bad. Like Clybourne, Fullerton, and Damon. Anybody that hears me say that is cringing right now, knowing the way it was in the old days. Like, you knew at all costs, no matter what, find a different way wherever you had to go. Find your shortcuts, your other side streets. Like, few little strips of land are as nightmarish as Roosevelt Road. And now they want to put a baseball stadium there with no roads. As the story in the Sun Times points out, there's zero infrastructure. There's no sewers. There's nothing there. There's no roads. There's no sewers. There's nothing.
There's nothing. It's like, all got to be developed.
And Jerry Reinsdorf wants us to pay for it?
To everything.
Like,
he wants us to pay for everything.
The product that he puts on the field for White Sox fans?
It's 2-10.
Like, appalling. Appalling.
Disrespectful.
And I encourage everyone to read the article.
Disrespectful.
Now, there was a period of time that the Roosevelt Collection that's there, that like outdoor plaza, mall, movie theater area,
the Target,
which is it's directly across the street from the 78.
Yeah.
There was a period of time where that was nothing also.
Right. Yes.
They built that up, and that's a pretty, you know, for that area of the city, it's made traffic worse, but the Roosevelt Collection isn't a bad area. Like
just everything around
you got
that.
A when Portillo's there, you got a Target there, you've got a Buffalo Wild Wings there.
There's a Dick's Sporting Goods.
Right. You've got all types of stuff.
There's a Home Depot. There's a Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. When you're on Clark, it's a nightmare because it usually backs up. If you're not taking the overpass to get off it, you know, if you're going underneath, if you're diverting Roosevelt Road and you're going underneath and you're getting into the South Loop, that's a nightmare because of all the congestion and the heavy traffic over there. Like, that part of town, traffic-wise, is always so congested and almost, like, bottlenecked. And, you know, you look at this sliver of land and you're like, what are they going to do? And where are they going to build it? And where are the roads? And, like, how are people getting in and out? I don't know, man. What do I know about urban planning? Nothing.
Yeah, I'm not an urban planner myself. They've already screwed up the roads enough with these stupid bicycle lanes.
Yeah, I'm not an urban planner, so maybe there's a way. I'm not an engineer. I don't know, man, but it's like these are the options.
How did we ever ride bikes downtown without all these bicycle lanes? It's like we never did it before.
Meantime, for the Bears, like a lot of the problems are the same. You've got Lakeshore Drive. You don't have a ton of space. You've got the lake.
But you've become accustomed to it there, though.
No, I know.
You know exactly what you have and exactly what your issues are with the Bears. People have lived it for the last, 50 years?
50 years.
Whenever they moved from Wrigley Field?
72, I think.
There's nothing easy getting out of Wrigley Field or getting into Wrigley Field, but you're accustomed to that. You're accustomed to what you do on the lakefront. This would be a new bag of crap down there.
That's true. It's also surprising to me that the Bears have seemingly given up on Arlington because of that.
We'll see. I don't believe that to be true, but we will see.
No, I said seemingly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's all part of a negotiation, you know, that they're playing games. That could be. Because Arlington seems too good to be true. You got a lot of options there, man. Like, you do what you want there. You build up an entertainment district around there. You've got parking lots. You've got tailgating. Parking lots is money, Yerk.
Oh, I know.
Parking lots is big money.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Like, they want 100 a throw nowadays.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
like,
ridiculous.
Like, parking lots, that's big money.
Yeah.
And it just seems like the world's your oyster if you're the Bears and you've got, like, what you could do with that property in Arlington with all that space. I don't know how you replicate that at the lake. Now, Kevin Warren's not wrong. The lakefront is gorgeous. It's some of the most beautiful. Too bad our weather's not better. I mean, for so much of the year, everything's dead and brown. But I mean, like, when it's alive, the lake front, parts of Grant Park into Millennium Park, the way the skyline is framed around it, it is as beautiful as probably any real estate in the country, right?
Gorgeous,
I mean, it's gorgeous. I understand that. And Kevin Warren's right about that. But from a practical purpose, from a business standpoint, from everything you could do at Arlington, that's kind of why, like, I hear what you're saying and I feel you. I'm sort of like, are they really done? Are they really, like, just not going to go to Arlington after buying it? Considering all they could do with that land? Like, really? I don't know. But then you talk to other people who are convinced that the Bears are moving on from Arlington and that they're going to build in the South Loop. So, I don't know. But this is a good read in the Sun-Times today. It's a lengthy article about this Iraqi billionaire who lives in London, who was once convicted of a crime in France for some sort of oil embezzlement scheme, I believe. He ended up not serving jail time, but he was convicted. He bought the property from Tony Rezko. They tried to get at Burke's firm to lower the property taxes. Like 6 weeks later, the offices were getting raided. What was that, December of 2022, sure, whatever that was?
Sure.
Burke's offices were getting raided. I mean, the story is pretty wild and fascinating. And who knew there was so much drama surrounding that little piece of land right there called the 78. But, you know, like we said, politics are dirty everywhere. It's not just Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Abdallah.
I did.
And remember, usually all the names associated are dirty. Some have served time.
Burke,
others,
all of them.
Others haven't served time.
Resco.
But they're still knee deep in the crap.
Yeah, they've all been convicted of crimes.
And not all of them. No, not all of them.
But
the point is, those that haven't are still knee deep in the crap.
You're right.
They try to present themselves as better than the average bear, but they're not.
Yerk, it's wild, isn't it?
Yep.
John Greenberg had like the perfect. What did Greenberg? I'm giving Greenberg too much love here recently. We love Johnny.
What are you trying to get the Athletic for free? What's going on?
Here we go. Boy, he just had a funny tweet. Like, he quote tweeted it. What did Greenberg tweet? It made me laugh earlier when I saw it. Greenberg quote tweeted it. Tony Rezko, Blago, Ed Burke, an Iraqi billionaire, and in the center square, Jerry Reinsdorf. Good explainer about the only in Chicago history of the 78. Yeah. Like, that's like the perfect summation of it. It made me laugh. I was like, it's pretty wild. So check it out. It's lengthy.
Who wrote it?
It was written by, you know what, Yerk, I printed it. I'm old school.
I got
Craig
you.
Craig Carmazan, our owner, doesn't like that I waste this much paper. When he asked, he goes, why are you printing things? You know, because we had terrible printer issues for a while. They've been rectified. And he said, what year is it? He came to me, our owner, and he goes, what are you complaining about a printer? He's like, what are you printing? What year is this?
Everybody likes to read crap on their phone, though.
When I do the show, like, I'll read it on my phone, but when I do the show, I like to have, you see me all the time, Yerk, look at all the gagats I got over here.
I know. Well, you've got it.
I got lots of Italian slang.
And you've got a bunch of highlighters that go through there.
Yeah.
So you can highlight the exact things you want to be able to talk to,
yes,
talk about, and attribute it to the individuals that are saying it.
Yerk goes right. Like, I use a highlighter. I've got a bunch of printed
and
paper.
And you can't necessarily do that on a computer.
I guess you can, but it's written by Tim Novak and Frank.
You absolutely can, Yerk.
Yeah, you can.
I'm
old school.
I just disagree with you.
We're
guys.
Older. No, you can.
I disagree.
The guys laugh when Adam's like, I'm like, Adam, print that for me. And they just laugh. And Craig, yeah, our
we
owner,
went
our
through that
like,
test.
Why are you printing
We went
things?
Through that test. What's Function 8 do? What's this do?
Yeah.
No idea. No idea. DOS 3.0. That's how I started.
Tim Novak and Frank Main wrote the article, Yerk.
Okay, Novak.
The billionaire who's behind the scenes in the White Sox stadium plan. It is a worthwhile read. It'll drive you even more crazy considering the way these owners do come hat in hand and they're constantly asking and taking and taking and taking. You know, and I've been asked about it a lot lately. Like, it's been said to me in recent weeks, Yerko. Well, you know he's going to get what he wants anyway. He got it once before. I'm not so sure this time. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, the fact that they rejected the Cubs outright.
Yeah, but that was political, too, because that was Rahm was pissed at old man Ricketts.
I understand it was political. I get it. But once you start setting a precedent of not doing it, then the citizenry then expect that to be the same way the rest of the way through.
Like, I'm not so sure they're going to bend over backwards for Jerry the way they did in the late 80s. I'm serious. And why should they?
Well, I agree.
He hadn't even owned the team for a decade then. Like, it was a different time. And how any White Sox fan could possibly support it at this point. Like, I'm not trying to say, like, we shouldn't be unhappy as Sox fans if they were to ever leave. I'm not saying that. But how any White Sox fan, especially if you lived in the county, which I do, if you lived in the city, like, how you could vote yes if it came in front of you, how you could vote yes to giving him a dime. It's beyond me. For one glorious 5 week run in October of 2005. Yeah, that was glorious. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
How could you possibly think? And I don't think Sox fans. I don't think they do. And I think we'd all hate to say it. And live it, but like, good riddance, man. You've given us nothing.
Nothing.
It's just brutal. 312-332-3776.
I have the moving trucks ready.
I know. You've said that.
I told you. I'll get my CDL.
I know.
I'll go out there. I'll learn how to drive a truck.
You've said it.
Be the first guy taking the first shipment of crap down there.
I know you will. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. Follow the show on Twitter at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64. This is ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
A little Huey Lewis in the news.
Coming at you.
WNBC. It's Carmen and Yurko live in our State Street studios. Watch us every day. Join the chat. Watch on our YouTube channel. We have our own YouTube channel. We've made it, Yurko.
We do.
Just search at Carmen and Yurko on your YouTube app or go to YouTube.com on your computer / at Carmen and Yurko. You must subscribe. It doesn't cost you anything. We're not asking for anything. We're just here to give. Make sure you like and subscribe to our very own YouTube
not
channel.
Not asking for too much.
I'm not asking. And there's going to be some fun stuff posted up there soon about the barrel pick we did yesterday. That's going to be hitting the Pride stores coming up soon. We've done another barrel collab with the good folks at the Pride stores, Yurk. I think we're doing a beer with them later this summer, too, which is going to be cool. But
not surprised.
The great people at Blue Run, which is now part of the Molson Coors family, of course, Blue Run Bourbon, which you talk about a meteoric rise. I mean, from like during COVID in 2000 to today, they went from zero to a million. I mean, incredible.
Beautiful.
Forbes wrote about them, and that helped. But they said they're sneakerizing the whiskey industry because they basically did everything. It was COVID, like through social media. But their juice is fantastic. We did a whiskey U last month.
Where's their juice come from?
Jim Rutledge, who's a Bourbon Hall of Famer and for a long time was at Four Roses. Jim Rutledge contract distills around various distilleries in Kentucky. So they're not sourcing it. It's actually, you know, Jim's distilling it, and then they age it there, and that's where they're getting their juice. We got to pick a single barrel, and I'm telling you,
it's fantastic.
Dude, wait.
Okay.
Just you wait. 132 proof, by the way.
I'm glad we got a chance to pick it.
Oh, baby.
We got it done.
We picked it yesterday.
I trust you.
I know you trust me, Yurko.
I trust you. Your palate is exceptional.
So be on the lookout. We'll give you details. We'll do a little launch party at one of the Pride Stores locations. We'll do a show out there later this year when they hit the shelves. It'll be at some point in the summer. But we got to do our very own single barrel pick of Blue Run. And it's going to be fantastic, folks. You are going to love it. And thanks to the folks at the Pride Stores and at Blue Run. Scott's in Whiting. What up, Scotty?
Oh, hey, gentlemen. Thanks for the show today. It was fantastic. I'm a big Purdue Boilermaker. Had to call in because I do know out of Super Bowl appearances, there's only three schools of Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. It's Purdue with Dawson, Breeze, and Greasy, and then alongside Alabama. So go Boilers. But secondly, I was out in Glendale this past weekend at the Final Four at the Cardinal Stadium. And, you know, as we're talking about the Bears potentially moving out to Arlington, one thing I learned from this past weekend is, boy, it was a nightmare getting out of there after both games, Saturday and Monday. Plenty of parking, plenty of entertainment, that's great, but they're also serving plenty of booze, and it's kind of like, here's a bunch of booze, and now you're on your own. Lyfts and Ubers weren't picking up, there's no public transit. One thing I like about Chicago is you get to all of our arenas, you know, taking public transit, and I just hope they take that into consideration if and when the Bears do move out of town.
So
thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks,
okay?
Scotty. I think Scotty was saying that's one benefit of being in a city.
Right.
I can feel that a little. I mean, getting if you're not driving, it is a little bit of a nightmare. Like, I've done it at Cowboy Stadium, at Arrowhead last year, trying to get ride shares, Yurko.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Yeah. Difficult.
It's not fun.
It's difficult.
I can't sugarcoat it. It's pretty brutal.
I was at Tampa Stadium one year when we went down there in like 05, 06.
Me and Sylvie had to do that with the kids and Danny.
Can I tell you, I walked.
Nightmare.
I walked for a long time just to get away from the stadium so I can get something, some sort of ride. And I finally found one. But it took a long time.
That's another great example. I mean, Sylvie and I and Danny took our boys. They were young. This was like 3 years ago when the Bears played down there. They played. We wanted them to see Brady. It was a late afternoon kick, Yurk. Okay, so it was one of the 4:20 Eastern, 4:25 Eastern time kicks. So by the time the game's over, it's nighttime now. You know, it's, I don't know, that game we walked out. We walked out of that game in the fourth quarter. That was the game that got their brains beat in.
Yeah, they got their butts
kicked. Out in the fourth quarter. I'm guessing it was, what would it have been, 5:30, 6:30, 7-ish o'clock?
Yep.
Yurk, we thought we'd get, like, maybe a beat on getting a ride share. Yurko, it was a night. I mean, it took 2 hours.
Nobody's working in Tampa.
Took 2 hours to leave.
Yeah, nobody's working in Tampa there, you know.
We walked across the street to where the Yankees train sure. facility. We thought maybe it'd be easier over there. We talked to a nice gentleman who sort of was like some sort of security, like on the premises of the Yankees. They had a real older guy, but you knew he was from New York. He had the big, thick, Brooklyn accent. He was a big Yankee fan. And He had a couple of tennis balls in this golf cart he had, and the boys were beside themselves. You know, they're little, they're bored out of their mind, they're hungry, we can't get a ride back. The guy gave them tennis balls to play with. It was a nightmare, you're right.
And
so,
they had fun with their tennis
balls. They had fun throwing the tennis balls at each other. It was Mason, Gio, and Avery. And so I know that feeling there. Like, if you're in the city, you feel like you can walk to public transit, and maybe that's a little bit easier. The ride share thing, getting out of these games, is tough. It's not so bad at the United Center. I've done that. But Dallas, Arrowhead, Tampa, absolute nightmare.
They block something off and have, like, even the White Sox, you know exactly where you can get the rideshare and the Lyft is at.
I've never had the rideshare by Comiskey,
right,
but okay.
So at Comiskey, the Wentworth is, like, you could pull into Wentworth in that one lot there, and they've got it cordoned off.
Oh, do they?
For rideshare right
there. I don't
think
I knew that. Yeah. I've never done rideshare down there. Because it's so easy for me to get back and forth.
Right.
And
well, I just pass, like, when I'm leaving, I pass and I see
Yeah, and
see
I never
it,
go
so.
That way. So right. that makes sense. Yeah. I'm always going straight west.
Right.
Yeah, I never go that way, so I didn't realize.
So that's where the rideshare is there. At Soldier, I don't know.
I have no idea. Oh, hold on, Chase. Hold on, buddy. I have no idea. What, Chris, is it a nightmare? Is the rideshare situation a nightmare at Soldier? Is that one actually easy way to get out of there? Do you know?
I've never done it. But I tried for concerts, and it's a mess.
Is it a mess?
Yeah, it's an absolute mess because you can't.
When Chris lived in the South Loop, we went to a game, and I walked back to your place, which is like a few blocks away.
Yeah.
And even that, I sat outside his apartment for like 45 minutes waiting for an Uber.
So, I mean, I literally tried to find something, couldn't. I had to walk all the way to Michigan Avenue
to get
something.
That's where you can find a cab or a rideshare.
But at least you
can
do that. When you're in the middle of like where Arlington is, but not Arlington Park, like where the stadium in Jerry World is, you know, there's really nowhere to walk. I mean,
honestly, you know, like the best situation getting out of there now is if you can find yourself in the area of where our station's at, you can get that stuff, the ride shares, the cabs.
Yeah.
But you have to get to.
But we're
from here from Soldier Field is what
a 2.5,
3.5,
two and a half.
No, it's more than a 2 mile walk at least.
Well, I guess you're right. You got to go all the way to Roosevelt Road. Yeah, it's got to be 2 miles at least.
I mean, that's quite a walk.
Well, from here, Madison zero Roosevelt's what 1,200, right? So that's a mile and a half. Yeah, you're right. That's
but the distance once you get to Michigan Avenue to get to Soldier Field,
another half mile. You think?
I would think it's more than that.
I bet you it's 2.5, 3 miles. You're probably right. Just thinking about it, because from here to Roosevelt is 2 miles.
Because also the plot of land that the museum sits on, that's longer than a normal city block.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like
you're right. It's probably,
like 3 or 4.
You're
blocks.
Probably talking a good 3 mile walk from us to Soldier.
Like if you can right find now. Yourself to this area in the loop. You can get out, but then
you got to walk 3 miles.
It sucks.
Not as easy as you think. Chase is on the south side. What up, Chase?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Great, man.
Yeah. Look, guys. I know I call with some stupid takes. Okay.
No, you don't.
Yeah. With the Trubisky thing. You know, most of the times I just was playing. I wasn't serious. I knew. Come on, I was just playing.
Right.
Do you guys think, I'm just being honest, do you guys think Eddie really believes what he says?
Yes.
I don't. I think he's doing it just for attention. I truly do not believe he's this stupid. I really don't. I don't believe he's.
Well,
I think he's just playing. I think he's playing. Either that or he is just clueless. You can't be that clueless.
I don't mean to suggest that Eddie is stupid, but I do think he believes it. I do.
I'm not saying I don't think he's stupid, but I just don't. It just sometimes the things he says, it just it just doesn't make any, it's almost crazy. It's not even crazy. It's like, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to make fun of him. He seems like a good guy. But I'm just coming from the his takes on quarterbacks.
The weird thing about like some of these takes that I've heard, whether it's Eddie or anybody else, like, well, you know, no number one core. What's the stat that people keep throwing out about the number one overall pick and the and then like they take victory laps, but like that doesn't require any, like, you're not going out on a limb,
right?
We know number one picks bust. We know that. You're not going out on any limb. There are more guys that are in the Hall of Fame that weren't number one. You think? There's only been like 60 number one picks. There's been thousands of undrafted players.
Right.
Thousands. So, like, what is your take exactly? And then they take a victory lap. I told you Caleb Williams is a bust.
He can't play.
But you didn't analyze anything. You're not. Like, what's the victory lap going to be? I told you no USC quarterback has ever been to a Super Bowl. Well, if 5 years ago I would have called and said that about Patrick Mahomes, how silly would that take have looked? And if Patrick Mahomes turned out to be no, I don't know. I don't get the victory lap thing that then happens. Yeah, number one picks bust. Yes, more undrafted players are obviously in the Hall of Fame than number one overall picks because there's like 10 times as many undrafted players that have come into the league. More, 20
yes,
times.
Yes.
So, like, what are we doing? And I don't think Eddie's doing it as a bit.
There's only one number one pick.
Right. There's been like
there's 60, another 300 draft choices.
Of course.
So it's not even that. It's not even like 300 to 1. It's every free agent that signs also.
Right.
It's like 400 to 500 new players every single year compared to one.
They're like, no number one pick overall has done this or that. Or they don't go.
Many.
Well, yeah, like, we get it. That's just math. Of course that's going to make sense and stand to reason. Like, I don't. But the victory, they're going to come out of the woodwork in a few years if Caleb stinks. And they'll be trying to take some odd victory lap. Like, what do you think? What have you broken down? What do you look at? What do you see? Why don't you think he'll be good? Why do you think he might be good? Why do you think he will be? Like, you can't just be, oh, no USC quarterback has gone to the Super Bowl. So what does that mean? You can never draft a USC quarterback? I remember a time when no quarterback in the spread offense will ever be any good in the NFL. How does that take look now? Not so good.
Yeah, not so good.
What are you supposed to do? Not draft? Like, the Chiefs are probably thankful that Brett Veach and Andy Reid are in charge there, and they weren't so silly to say, well, you know what? Air raid quarterbacks don't work.
They haven't worked.
They don't work.
What kind of a silly thing is that?
I mean,
air raid quarterbacks, yeah. You know, the quarterbacks used to throw for a ton out of Hawaii. Well, Tommy Chang. Like Nick Rolovich. All those guys out there.
But, I mean,
throw for a ton of yards, but that doesn't work.
No, but that's why you've got to analyze the player.
Right, the individual. And his traits.
Yes, and his traits.
And what he can do.
Right.
Yes.
Not just because he went to USC.
Exactly.
The lunch rush is coming up next.
Working from home? We're back in the office. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Who's ready to lunch rush? Let's rush. Lunch rush time with
I am ready.
Carmen and Yurko. Adam Abdallah.
I am ready for the lunch rush.
I turn it over to you, my good man.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Ready for some lunch rush?
Hey, boys.
Let's start with the Masters.
I love that.
No USC quarterbacks ever won the Masters.
That's true. it's crazy.
Leaderboard is Bryson DeChambeau. He is 7-under through 8. Scottie Scheffler is also 7-under. He is through 2. Max Homa is 6-under. He's through 13. Nikolai Højgaard is 5 under, along with Danny Willett, Cameron Davis, Corey Connors, Ryan Fox, Cameron Young, Patrick Cantlay, and Matt Fitzpatrick are all 2 under.
Good leaderboard.
And then let me see if I can get a projected cut. The projected cut right now is +4.
Tiger's +1. I mean, like, if he makes it, he's going to set the record. And it was about even money for Tiger to make the cut. So it's not like you're getting paid out huge. But I told you earlier in the week, man, I think he's going to do everything he possibly can to set that record. It'll be 24 consecutive cuts made at Augusta. That will be an all-time record. Very impressive. Good leaderboard. It's a good leaderboard. Scheffler's amazing. We talk about it all the time. Waddle always says if he could putt, he'd never lose. I mean, like, his ball striking is superb.
He can strike it.
Oh,
and he's got the happy feet, too. You ever see him strike the ball? He's got happy feet.
He does have happy
feet. He's got happy feet. No gray area.
He is just so
kind of takes
good.
That and throws that conventional wisdom into the garbage.
It's a lot of post-strike movement.
Yeah. Yes. I wish my golf swing, I take 1/8 of what Scotty Scheffler's got going on. 1/8, I take.
Well, you don't play enough, Carl.
I'd be happy. What else, Adam?
The Bulls clinched the number 9 seed in the Eastern Conference yesterday with a win over Detroit. They are going to play the 10th seeded Atlanta Hawks at the United Center on Wednesday night, and they will face the loser of the 76ers and the Heat.
Well, it might not be that. Like, the Sixers can still get out. Like, if they win tonight, and I think if Indy loses, I think the Sixers go into 6, if I'm not mistaken. There's still some jockeying that could happen this weekend, Adam. But yeah, they'll play the loser of the 7-8 game, obviously, if they win. Listen, next Wednesday. Go ahead, Chris.
The 76ers are in play for 5, 6, 7, or 8.
How about that? They can be anywhere.
The Pacers are in play for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Wow.
The Cavs are in play for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. The Knicks are in play for 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Unbelievable.
And Milwaukee can land anywhere between 2 and 4.
How about that? That's a lot that's going to happen over the next 72 hours.
Yep. And the one team I didn't mention, the Magic, anywhere between 3 and 8.
Right. And they've got a big game tonight in Philly because of that, the way it could all shake out. Yurko and I are out and about next Wednesday. The game will be on. I don't know how much
you guys amped? A little pumped?
I'm pumped for Whiskey U with Yurko.
They going to sell out? Playing game?
Yes, they'll sell it out.
You sure?
Yeah.
We've gotten... Abdal and I have received text messages from around the league from people suggesting...
Sources.
...that seats are not... Or that seats are available.
Really?
For the game. For the playing game at the United Center.
Well, I would think they'd sell out. I mean, they've got about the highest average attendance in the league, if I'm not mistaken.
Not a playoff game,
sellout
though.
Is a sellout.
It's not a playoff game.
It's not a playoff game.
It's an extra gate.
Imagine the Bulls coming at you for the full playoff thing. The full playoff hit right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Listen, you've got to make your commitment. The Bulls are close to being in the playoffs. Now's the time to send us $20,000.
So Wednesday night, is that going to be our... Here in the city, are people going to have watch parties? Is this going to be a big deal?
Yurko and I are having a watch party to drink Jack Daniels and Diplomatico.
Yeah. Party in the streets? People are going to be amped for this?
Party in the USA?
We're going to be at Ember's Tap House in Lockport. We'll have it on and we'll keep an eye on it, but we're going to be talking whiskey and rum.
We're going to be talking whiskey, guys.
That's the real fun next Wednesday.
Diplomatico.
Join Carmen and Yurko together.
It's going to be delicious.
Out and about. In the Hawks, like the Atlanta Hawks to me. I mean, Trae Young's a fun player, I guess.
Without him.
They were 12 and 11 without him. But nothing against Trae Young. I mean, I don't think he's a winning player. He's fun to watch. But, like, how many teams in the NBA, honestly, could you say you've watched less of this year than the Atlanta Hawks? It's not a team I search out.
Washington Wizards.
Well, Washington Portland. For sure.
Portland.
Trailblazers.
All right.
Plus,
they're on the West Coast.
Portland.
Yurko could probably say the Bulls.
Yeah. Lakers, Yurk?
No, I've seen more of the
Lakers
Bulls.
Lakers are fun to watch.
I saw the Lakers when they won the championship for the play-in. Or what is that?
In-season tournament.
So I saw them play a little. But I promise you, I have not seen 1 second of Portland Trailblazer basketball.
And you haven't seen any Atlanta Hawks. I mean, they're just sort of
I've seen a lot of Denver and whoever Denver plays.
Well,
No, that's everybody. So, that's Mavs, what I'm saying, though.
Sick
I've
town.
Seen a lot of Denver and whoever Denver would
Minnesota
play.
Minnesota the other night. You were watching that game, I know. Atlanta just doesn't do much for me. I mean, it's kind of like,
It's Atlanta.
Yeah, it's boring. The Bulls and the Hawks in the play-in game.
It's like their Motor Speedway. Boring.
I don't know. What else?
A mile and a half cookie cutter.
What else?
What else?
We used to not be a soft society.
Oh, God. Here we go.
We used to be hard men. The NFL only invited 15 players to the draft this year because they want to. Okay. Sources close to Pro Football Talk have said that they don't want people lingering in the green room.
They don't want a Will Levis situation.
They don't want Will Levis. Yes, they don't want Aaron Rodgers, all that kind of stuff. So 13 of the 15 have accepted. They did not. J.J. McCarthy didn't respond, and his invitation was rescinded.
Oh, wow. So J.J. won't be there. Is Caleb going to be there?
Caleb is, of course, going to be there. Okay. They did not invite Bo Nix or Michael Penix Jr. Because the league does not project them to be in the top 15.
Bo Nix would have been the guy waiting around.
J.J. would have been the guy waiting around.
Actually, J.J. might have been. I take that back. Bo Nix to Denver might actually have some steam. I take that back. J.J. would have been the guy waiting around.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Find out who goes
maybe
where.
Maybe Minnesota trades up to get him. I don't know.
So 13 out of 15 accepted their invite. I don't know who the other player is that has not accepted
Marvin
the invite.
Marvin Harrison probably said, blow it out your keister. I don't care.
He might have.
He's going to be there. He's going to be there.
Go ahead. Come on.
I knew this was coming.
Come on.
Tom Brady says he's not opposed to a late season NFL return.
Do we have the sound? We should play it. I heard it.
Appearance on the Deep Cut podcast yesterday, Tom Brady said to host Vic Blends.
So that guy's a famous barber, right? Like a barber to the stars or something?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to it, Brady said. I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner of an NFL team. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit like MJ coming back, I don't know if they would let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
I saw that. Yeah, and I'm like, here he goes. Here we go. All right. Vic Blends, by the way, has like 4 million Instagram followers. Yeah, he's
Blends,
kind of a big deal.
Blends proposed a scenario with the 49ers. And Brady also mentioned the Patriots and the Raiders.
Yeah, those are the three teams that he specifically mentioned. He's like, yeah, Belichick's gone. I can go back to the Patriots. Patriots, Niners.
How's that documentary going? You were still watching?
I finished it. I watched it.
It's good.
They won a bunch of games, didn't they?
It was good. I mean, it was good. I don't think it's...
So anything that happens in Deflategate that we didn't know?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
All right.
It's very anti-Belichick.
Hmm. And Kraft put that together.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Mm. It's as simple as I could put it. I mean, it is. And I've read subsequently some of the players are a little bit annoyed at that. Some of the players that appeared in it.
Yeah.
They're like, listen, you maybe went a little hard after Belichick. I think they still respected him enough as a coach because of all he accomplished and all he brought and all he did to help them. But it is certainly a very anti-Belichick, just like love the Krafts and love Brady. That's what it is. It's 100% what it is. Yeah. The Aaron Hernandez episode is sad, you know, just because that's such a tragic story, you know? I mean, it really is. It's just tragic for a lot of ways. It's just... So, I don't think you have to watch it. I also think as sports fans, and we all are, and we love the NFL... I don't think you'd get to the end and be like, that was a huge waste of my time. I think you'd power through it and, you know, takes you down memory lane a little. It's fine. Anything else, Adam?
That's it.
All right. Good stuff. It's Carmen and York. Mike North's got the bonus play coming up next.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
I think there's only like four qualifiers left for our Woodford trip. The call to the post. We've been doing this since December, counting down the weeks and the days to the 150th Kentucky Derby. Just a few weeks away now. We're going back down with our friends at Brown-Forman and Woodford Reserve back down to Versailles. They're beautiful. breathtaking distillery. How about
it? It is breathtaking.
Isn't it something?
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to be back down there with listeners doing a show live from the Visitor Center like we did last spring. We're going to go back down in May. You can qualify every Friday when you hear the call to the post, and you are caller 50. And you also get that $150 gift card that can be used towards the Twin Spires app, and you can make a little money. Jim Miller gave us three races over at Hawthorne this weekend. It's going to be beautiful. So thoroughbred racing all weekend at Hawthorne. And Jimmy gave us three races on the latest episode of The Odds Couple, which is now available. Just get to the ESPN Chicago app, and when you've got time, make sure you download and listen. As we talked a lot of golf, some basketball as the NBA hits the home stretch here, the final regular season weekend. And again, Jim Miller from Hawthorne gave some ponies for you to wager on. And let's get out now to the CarX Tire and Auto Guest Hotline and say hi to the one and only Mike North. He joins us every week for the bonus play. I know he loves this weekend with the Masters. I mean, it's going to be like 75 all weekend. My son's got a baseball game and a flag football game this weekend, but I look forward to actually being inside more than I normally would when it's so nice out, because we all want to watch golf. Are you even leaving the house, Mike, this weekend?
Kid, get on his bike. You got things to do, okay? How far does he have to drive? How far does he have to take his bike to the baseball field?
Baseballs would be a little far to the baseball field.
We used to go from 600 North and ride our bikes, the whole team, to Winnemac Park, which is on Foster and Damon. But everybody rode their bikes.
Those were the old days. Like, no, kids don't do that anymore, Mike.
I used to ride my bike.
No, they don't want to be. They don't want to be. You know, sideswiped. They don't want to. It's dangerous. More dangerous now. Back then, we just went. We went to all the fields, rode our bikes there, and stuff like that. So, but now it's more of a, you know, organized sports, parent stuff, and stuff like that, Carm. So, you know, I'll give you a full report on Friday if you can't make it. If Gio goes into extra innings or something, how are you going to get out of that? You have to go. You have to go to the games?
Oh, of course. I don't miss many of his games.
I wouldn't either.
I don't. It's a short period of time, right? I mean, let's face it. He's 12 already, for crying out loud. You know, it's like I try not to miss him.
Well, the Masters, they probably won't be on TV till Sunday on real TV, because I'm just sitting here for 5 hours waiting for. I've never seen anything like it in my life, guys. And what's next? The Super Bowl, the first half on Hulu, the second half will show on free TV?
Yeah.
I mean, you never know, Mike.
It drives you crazy.
It's like, coming down the pipeline.
Your phone and I were ranting on it earlier, and I know we talked about it on Odds Couple. I don't understand it. Play golf, for crying out loud.
They're crying about the popularity of golf. I mean, I don't know what's next. I mean, you know, welcome to Fox.net. We'll show the Bears for three quarters, and then we'll get you to the fourth quarter with 5 minutes left on free TV. I mean, don't think the Super Bowl. I mean, the Super Bowl, the first half on Peacock, the second half for free on NBC. But I'm telling you right now, they're shoving NBC, I mean, Peacock down our throat. I will never. I'll give the NFL a little heads up. It's going to be Friday, September 6th.
Yes.
I'm not going to pay the $5 for the Friday night opener with the enthralling Philadelphia Eagles versus Packers from Brazil.
Yeah.
But no. The Yankees are playing the Cubs that night, and there's a bunch of other things on. And to me, Sunday's football, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's a Friday night. They think all the young kids are going to stay in, too, but I guess they got the phone. So
I know.
Anyway, but guess what? We got business here, okay? Just put some couch change on Scheffler to win, you know, number one, no matter what it is, plus 175, plus 160. He's playing Rahm today in a matchup, and I got Scheffler minus 175 against Rahm. I don't know what's going on right now. I'll find out in about 5 minutes. But the big game tonight is NBA. And the Orlando Magic are playing the Philadelphia 76ers, and the Miami Heat is in the eighth slot right now. They don't want to play the one slot team eventually. And Philadelphia's in the seventh slot. Philadelphia's playing, they got two games remaining, okay? They got Orlando, and then they got Brooklyn. While the Heat tonight, at 44-36, one game back from Philadelphia, has Toronto two games in a row. Toronto's like 25 and 55. They bailed it in. I looked at the spread tonight. Believe me, folks, Miami's not that good to be giving out 14.5. They aren't.
Yeah.
That's why I'm taking Miami, minus the 14.5. They don't want to take any chances on this. They want to win both these games and get out of there and be able to face either the New York Knicks, Carm, or the Milwaukee Bucks with the hobbled Giannis. They don't want to play Boston if they have to in the first round or after the play-ins.
Yeah, good call. All right, Mikey, like it. Thank you for the bonus play. We'll talk next Friday. Enjoy the rest of the Masters, okay?
You guys do. Take care.
See you, buddy. There's Mike North on the CarX Tire and Auto Guest Hotline. Yeah, I still know the whole Sao Paulo, Brazil thing Friday.
You guys got a horse for Lexington or no?
No, he gave three for Hawthorne. He gave all three races at Hawthorne. They've got a great card this weekend. They got some horses from Fairgrounds that are up here now for the thoroughbred season. So all three, nothing from Lexington this weekend.
The last points race is this weekend.
Oh, I thought the last ones were last weekend.
No, they got one. I think it might be Keeneland. Keeneland is the last race.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize
last one.
Because I thought the Derby.
It's only worth 20 points.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Hades is running there.
Hades.
H-A-D-E-S. Yeah, Hades is running there.
Cool name.
Trying to get some final points so they can get to the Derby.
That is a very cool name.
Yeah.
No, we did not get a play on that one. He just gave three horses.
All right, not a problem.
But make sure you check out the podcast. You'll get our best plays and just a lot of other fun stuff. We talked a lot of golf, too. 312-332-3776 if you want to ring us up. Larry from the South Side was our Woodford qualifier. Remember, we've got those Wee Whiskey passes to give away for next weekend in Lake Geneva. We'll get our final two qualifiers here in the next 15 or 20 minutes, and then we'll pull a couple of names at random. We'll put them in the randomizer wheel, Adam.
I love it.
And two winners, a couple of VIP experiences, a great package. I mean, it's like a $300 value, and you'll be banging around Lake Geneva, Wisconsin next weekend, having a good time with whiskey. It's Carmen and York. We're back in 2 minutes.